The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonacorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cetera Investment Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1199 Raritan Road, Clark, New Jersey, 07066. For a comprehensive review of your personal tax or legal situation, always consult with a tax or legal advisor. Neither Cetera Advisor Networks LLC nor any of its representatives may give legal or tax advice. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to talk about money? Welcome to your financial future, where you will get potential solutions to today's financial questions and ideas on how to take advantage of today's opportunities. Get ready to listen to two regular guys who happen to understand the use of money and how to help people retire comfortably, be mindful of taxation, and pass their wealth on to the next generation. Here are your hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonacorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner's Mike Bonacorso. How you doing, Michael?
Doug, I'm well. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm doing good. Hey, you know, it feels good to be, you know, back here. We've run a couple of recorded shows over the past couple of weeks while we were on vacation, and we had some other stuff going on. So it's good to be back here. And, you know, we're halfway through August, and we're in the dog days of August, you know, if you will. School's a couple of weeks away for the students around here, and we're plowing through summer, my man.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. You know, if you look at summer being over at the end of August, it's hard to believe that it's almost over. I mean, it certainly went by very, very fast, and the weather's still very, very pleasant. So I guess we're not thinking about summer ending.
Yeah, no, you're 100% correct. You know, Mike, the last few years too, it's been like really nice in September too. You know, it's been warm. So, you know, hopefully that trend will continue here. And but I'll tell you what isn't warm recently is our friends over there in the stock markets. A little challenging for the last couple of weeks, which, you know, it's not unheard of for August.
Yeah, no. I mean, the last 3 weeks have been certainly challenging to the market, seeing a little bit of a downturn. But, you know, that comes off the heels, too, of a pretty big rally. So, you know.
Oh, still a pretty good year, my man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Still a good year. But, you know, call what you may. Time to kind of pump the brake here a little bit. And August always seems like the summertime to kick it back a little bit, and it's happening again this year.
Yeah, well, listen, we saw the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ had significant gains, you know, up until the Dow had decent gains, but not, you know, the same level as the S&P, nor which the NASDAQ was the real, you know, quarter horse here so far this year. And it's given back a little bit, but, you know, all in all, we're in a spot here with the markets that's interesting, if you will. You know, we've heard some companies come out with earnings reports that have been pretty good, but also saying that we're not too certain about what's going to, you know, come in 2024.
Yeah, well, that's what's interesting, Doug, is that, you know, when you look at it right now, I think it's been kind of good, if you will, for lack of better words, with economic information, economic news. But I think everybody kind of feels like, well, we're not out of the woods yet. And I don't think anybody's really willing to say all clear. So I think there's this guided, we don't know, we don't know, we don't know. And that's what's going to make it interesting going into the end of the year is what actually does happen between the end of the summer and December 31st from an economic standpoint and a corporate standpoint, because that's very well going to project what's going to happen into 2024.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see. It's always interesting, right? Always say that it's going to be interesting to see. But I do still believe, like, there's tremendous opportunity, in my opinion, out there, coming up over the next several years, where I think that we're going to see an economic expansion here. Economic expansions happen, you know, historically. It's not a guarantee, never a guarantee, but they happen after rough patches. So, you know, are we out of the rough patch? I don't know. Are we still in the rough patch? You know, you don't know until after the fact. But when But what I do know is that it's rarely a good idea to be late to that party.
Yeah, no, you know, 100% right. And you know, when you, it's interesting that you, it's, what you're saying is that it being a rough patch, I think that's the point, is that we haven't hit the rough patch. And usually after interest rates going up as much as, not interest rates, yeah, interest rates going up as much as they have to fight inflation, the rough patch is recession. And right now, you know, we're not in that. You know, unemployment, all kinds of stuff going on. So I think that's where this caution's coming from, of saying, well, you know, could be, we'll see. And I think once we get through that, that's going to maybe really tell a lot. That's going to make, could be the launch point, maybe.
Don't you think maybe 2022 was the rough patch?
Yeah, from stock market.
Right.
You know, from a stock market.
Yeah. Point. Well, yeah. Listen, this is what we, you know, we're talking about right now, and that's.
Well, we've seen the market bounce back strong this year, which is very indicative after a rough patch.
Yeah, but I think that there's more to go. Is my point here?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, when we tend to see economic expansions, we tend to see stock market expansions and equity, you know, market expansions out there. And what you have to do is you got to rotate the clock back a little bit and look at, you know, the last time we had a major challenge on our hand, and that was, you know, 2008, 2009. And then, you know, when the market took off after March of 2009, you know, it took off fast. And then we had an expansion all the way through 2020, basically, you know, for all intent and purposes. So are we going to see another long term expansion like that? I think it's possible.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think, you know, Doug, like we were just saying, and if there isn't a recession or even if it's a mild or soft landing, whatever they want to call it, all these economic terms, I think you could see a lot of optimism come to the game.
Right. And you know what the thing is, Mike, when it comes to managing your money and your assets, and, you know, if you have investments and that kind of stuff, you have to realize when you go back and you look historically, what has happened in the past, obviously no guarantee is going to happen in the future, is that the leaders, the equity leaders, the stock leaders, the investment leaders that did well prior to a rough patch often are not the ones that do well after the rough patch. So that's what I want to emphasize to our listeners out there right now, is to make sure that you're having your circumstance reviewed and take a look at to see if you are properly positioned, or are you still trying to ride the same horses that you rode in the previous races that are now a few years older and maybe not as fast as they used to be anymore.
That's a great point, Doug. I mean, you know, that's always, you know, people, that's the case, you know, they just leave it. Let it be, you know. But I think what's interesting too, Doug, you know, we sit here and we're talking about the markets and the economy and all that. But for the person that's listening right now, tomorrow's another day.
Right.
So they got to be able to deal with whatever it may be,
mm-hmm.
that could be coming, good, bad, or indifferent, because tomorrow's another day in their financial world. And that's another thing you need to be prepared for, right? Good, bad, or indifferent. What do I do tomorrow? My personal finances to move forward to meet the goals and objections I want to hit as life moves along.
Yeah, it, you know, it certainly is. And then, Mike, you know, we've got the other area out there that's certainly not being taken advantage of enough, if you ask me, is the interest rate environment out there. I mean, the interest rate environment is improved dramatically as far as savings are concerned. I mean, it's obviously more punitive on the borrowing end of it, but for savings money, for money that you have in a savings account. Yet I still meet people who still, banks are not paying what I consider to be competitive interest rates unless you go and be active about it and look for it. You know, if you're going to be docile about it and, you know, say, oh yeah, all right, you know, they're giving me a lower interest rate, you know, shame on you. But we also have opportunities out there, and we can guide you through, you know, processes to go through to find better interest rate products for your money.
Sure. And you know, there's a lot of dollars that are out there now in the interest rate game that could be made. And
there's a ton of money, you know, in money markets and savings right now.
Yeah. And people are just so trained to it is what it is and let it be. And it's, you know, it's something that I know you and I have been really after it and telling people and telling clients, you know, hey, take a look at that fixed, that safe money, if mm-hmm. you will, and let's get it productive and let's generate more income with that money, or, you know, more interest income, I should say. So yeah, I mean, it's a nice opportunity that's out there that came from, you know, as we called it, the rough patch a year ago.
Right. You know, and it's just, Mike, what people need to do, folks, what you need to do out there, right, is you need to be resilient on this and not just take a back seat, because unfortunately, you know, people have become a little bit lazy, I guess, for lack of a better word. And a lot of you out there who have money now never really experienced interest rate opportunity before. Right. Because interest rate opportunity really went away right. in 2008.
Right.
Right. When we had the real estate market
sure.
bubble and interest rates went to zero. Yeah. You have for a lot of you out there, that's what? 15 years ago. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. There's a lot of people who have more money in the bank now than they had 15 years ago. Obviously,
if you're 65, you were 50.
Right.
Yeah.
Now you have and you didn't have. I mean, interest rates were paltry. There were nothing to talk about,
yeah.
but that's not the circumstance now. So you need to understand what it's like to be able to set up a portfolio and set up, you know, a program for yourself. And that includes utilizing interest rate driven products here to, you know, have a higher level of safety for some portion of your funds.
Sure. And, you know, Doug, people are just not used to, like, if you have $100,000 of cash,
mm-hmm.
they're not used to that generating $450 a month.
Right.
Right. Nevertheless, they weren't seeing that in a year.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's situations out there, right? I mean, if the interest rate's 4.5% on $100,000, that's $4,500 a
right.
year. You know, it's a little less than $400 a month.
Well, your point's there.
Yeah. You know, so you get what I'm saying. And people just aren't wow, I could generate that much X hundreds of dollars a month.
Right. Yeah. And you know what, Mike? It's that. And then when you get out there and you grind and you work at it, so you just, and we're not quoting any interest rates. We're
yeah.
just saying hypothetical examples,
yeah.
right? But if you, in Mike's example, you said that if you could get 4.5% on your money, but what if you could get 5?
Yeah.
Right? What if you look around and you could get an extra 0.5%? Half a percent, big deal. Well, 0.5%, big deal when you're going from 1% to 1.5%. All right. But now when you're going from 4.5% to 5%, if it's possible out there, now that's an extra $500 a year. That's, you know what I'm saying? So now you're above, in that circumstance that you just said, Mike, if it's possible to go out there and you are at 4.5% now and you could, and you're less than $400 a month, but you let us go out there into the marketplace for you and maybe find you 5% if it's available. I don't know if it is. Now you're north of $400 a month of income just by a little bit of homework by the good guys over here.
Yeah. And you know what, Doug? You know, and if you need some motivating, inspirational words to generate, you know, more income or on your money, is just take a look at, you know, the gasoline that we're used to paying at $3.65 a gallon. Take a look at the food costs, you know, everything that's gone up along the way that we all kind of grumble and kind of hold our nose and pay it when
yep.
we have to. Well, do something on the other side of that, if you will. And this is a way to offset some of those rising costs.
You know, Mike, for years, and if you're a regular listener to the show, you know this. We were pounding our fists on the desk saying, get out there and make sure you look at your debt obligations that you have where you're paying interest and see if you can refinance that. See if you can move that interest obligation down lower. See what you could do. And a lot of people took advantage of that, right? They went out and they refinanced their mortgage. And there's people out there now sitting with, you know, 30-year mortgages that have, you know, 2% interest rates, 3% interest rates on them. They're not available in the marketplace now. So we can't tell you, pound our fist on a desk and say, go and see if you can refinance that now. But what we can do is we can tell you, pound our fist on the desk and say, go look and see if we can generate higher income now on the other stuff, which we couldn't do before. So it's being adaptive and being able to adapt to the circumstance and the situation that you're facing at the time.
Yeah. And you know, too, Doug, you know, it's interesting as you were bringing it up, I was sitting here thinking, this is the first time in a very, very long time that your debt interest rate maybe less than your income interest rate, for lack of better words.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Your mortgage could very well be 2.75, 2.5, 3.25, and you can be getting on your cash, you know, 4%, 4.5%, whatever it may be.
Right.
So it's the first time that income interest is more than debt interest.
Right. And you know, well, you know, through the years, they've changed the tax codes and the tax laws on deductibility of mortgage interest, right? So what we've said over the years is that one of the things that we were anti-debt, right? Like, let's get rid of the debt. But now in this long-term situation, it's always been a case-by-case circumstance, but now it's really a case-by-case circumstance because of your point, Mike, in that your interest rate on your long-term debt could be a lot lower than your short-term interest rate you're getting credited on your assets. So maybe in that circumstance, we're not so, you know, apt to say, go ahead and pay off the debt, case-by-case situation, yep. But a different circumstance now.
Sure. So, Doug, I mean, that's, you know, to me, what we've just kind of talked about here in the opening segment, if you will, this is currently what's been going on, you know, all year.
Right.
I mean, it's, you know, we've seen the market rebounding. We've seen interest rates being monitored by the Federal Reserve. You know, are they going to go higher? Is this a freeze? Are we going to slide into a recession? Is it going to be mild? Interest rates. Are you taking advantage of rising interest rates on the income side of the agenda?
Mm-hmm.
This has been the conversation that's basically been going on for the first 8 months of the year.
Right. You're 100% correct. And now I want you to, you know, ask yourself, what have you done about it? And have you done anything about it? And if not, why not? Maybe you don't know who to turn to. And that's where we tell you, turn to us and let you, you know, let us help you with that. We're happy to do that for you. If you'd like to have a complimentary consultation with us, we'd be happy to do that. We can pick up the phone and give a call. The number is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Pick the phone up. Give us a call. We've got, you know, offices throughout the listening area here in Parsippany, Martinsville, Clark, Toms River, meeting facility in Manasquan. So if you can hear us, we've got an office in close proximity to you, as well as we're old school. We'll make a house call if you want. And we're modern day. We'll do a video or a Zoom appointment, whatever is easiest for you. We're here for you. Anything you want to add in this segment, Mike?
No, I think we covered it.
All right. We're going to hop to a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to you about a process that maybe you should go through to planning any financial goal or objective that you have in your life. We'll be right back, folks.
Wouldn't you agree, if we haven't learned anything else recently, we've at least learned that the unexpected can happen at any time? I mean, when you really sit and think about it, there probably have been few examples during our lifetimes that have made us realize that we need to be prepared for the unexpected as much as recent times. At Wealth Management Group, they have an actual process they walk their clients through, and they look to see if you have any financial blind spots that should be checked. For people who own businesses or those with $1 million, you may have some unique potential blind spots that can be difficult if they aren't planned for. Because at Wealth Management Group, they have an effective process already in place to go over these areas with you, it makes their meetings focused and productive. In many cases, in as little as 1 hour, you could walk out with a strategy or plan to help minimize potential costly blind spots. So if you have $1 million or own your own business, an investment of 1 hour could be very beneficial for you. Just take a minute to pick the phone up right now and call them at 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722 to schedule a complimentary consultation to check for your financial blind spots without any cost or obligation. That number again is 855-262-3722. They look forward to your call.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us today. And, you know, Mike and I come out here each week and we talk to you about financial stuff. And we say we'll talk to you about financial stuff because we'll talk to you about anything that has to do with your money to see if we can help guide you in the right direction to accomplishing your goals and objectives. I want to remind all of you that you can go out there to our website, which is wealthmanagegroup.com. Again, that's wealthmanagegroup.com. And you can drop us questions that you may have that you'd like for us to address in the show. You just go to the Contact Us tab, and the email box will come up, and just send an email in if there's a topic or a an item or an issue that you'd like for us to have conversation about on the radio here. We'd be happy to do that, right, Michael?
Sure, absolutely.
So, Mike, I was talking to somebody, I don't know, this was probably a month ago now, and they were telling me that they were getting ready to retire, right, within the next couple of years. So not ready to retire like this year, but, ready to retire in the next couple of years. And they said to me, how do you do that with people? Like, if they're not ready to retire yet and, most of their money's at their work, and their 401k or pension or, how do you go about doing that? And I said, well, I'm glad that you asked, because we actually have a very nice process in our office of what we call reverse engineering financial objectives to help you exactly for that. And, naturally that says, people are, well, what is that? What's reverse engineering? And let's talk about that for a few minutes here, because it's a very helpful way for us to assist our clients and the radio show listeners with getting to having a strategy in place for themselves.
Yeah, one of the biggest questions, and I'll have you fill this in, and I'm going to throw it at you, is somebody will say, when you're talking about, hey, I'm thinking about retiring, or I want to retire, retirement's in my mind, okay? And they'll say, how much do I need to retire?
Right.
How many times have you heard that? I mean, I wish I had a nickel for every time I heard it,
You need one of those clickers where they count people walking through the gate, right?
Yeah. So how does our process, how does reverse engineering answer that question for Mr. and Mrs. client that's thinking, I may be retiring, I want to retire, what do I need to do? It's on my mind.
Yeah, so, and that is great, because you're 100% correct. That is probably the most common question we get asked related to retirement. How much do I need to retire? Well, okay, we'll get there. Right. So the appropriate way to do this is not how much do I need to retire, but what do you want your retirement to look like? Let's sit down and chat about this. It really is a lot of fun to sit down and do this exercise with people, isn't it?
Sure. Yeah.
Because we'll start it by saying, all right, well, what do you want your retirement to look like? What's retirement mean to you?
And I'll throw out one of the first questions. One of the first questions would be is, are you going to stay in your home?
Right.
Are you planning on staying, we'll just say New Jersey, are you going to stay at your home? What are your thoughts? What are you thinking? And the conversation starts there probably, right?
Right.
Most of the time, at least.
Yeah. And I like to, say people, more, and you do the same thing. I know we both do the same thing. You plan on traveling. Yeah. Do you have family that doesn't live in the area? Tell us about your family. Tell us about, what's it going to look like? And paint this picture for us of what you would like your retirement to look like. And then, so we go through that process with you, and then we say, once we do that, we go, okay, what's that going to cost? Okay, what's it going to cost to do that? And then we'll say, let's talk about how much money you need a month to live on.
Yeah, so how much money do you need a month? And once we can come up with a number, okay, and again, I'm going to call it a solid estimate. I'm not going to say it's exact, because things always happen along the way, right? And you always need some, wiggle room, for lack of better words. Either way, by the way, right? Sometimes people don't need what they say, and then there's people that need more than what they say. We've seen it work both ways. So now we start figuring out, how do we solve for that, for lack of better words, okay? And generally what I do, Doug, and I think you probably do too, is the first thing that comes up is Social Security, right? Because for most people get Social Security, husband, wife, spouses, and we say, okay, what do we have to work with? What are the numbers? What are the ages for those numbers? And that's where I generally start with the first piece of the puzzle to try to solve for the things you want to do in retirement.
Right. So we offset, right? Yep. We say, let's just make up a number, Mike. Let's just say you came in and you said you need $8,000 a month to live on, with all the traveling that you'd like to do, and whatever it is that you want to do. And we say, okay, so 8,000 is what you need. What do we got? What do we know is going to come through the door, when you pull the trigger? What's it? And let's just make up a number, and let's say between husband and wife, you're going to get $4,000 from Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right. Well, we know that's coming through the door. So now we've taken it down from 8,000 to, all right, now we need to supply you need to have another $4,000 worth of income a month.
Sure.
Okay. Hey, Mike, you got a pension?
Yep.
Okay. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. Some people, what's not uncommon now is that people will have an old frozen pension with a little bit of money each month.
Mm-hmm.
That's not uncommon. What is uncommon now, not as common, is that people actually have full pensions.
Yeah.
Right? So, well, let's just say you got a partial pension. You say, hey, I think I'm going to get $1,000 a month from pension. Okay, great. Now we're down to $3,000 that we need to, you know, come up with. Then we start to work. Then that's when we get into it, roll up our sleeves and say, okay, what do you have? What are your assets? What savings do you have? What retirement accounts do you have? So on and so forth, that we can use to put to work to provide us with the money for you to come in, you know, and enjoy your retirement.
Sure. And you know, and Doug, that's how we have to, you know, so many people, so many questions is okay. And I think the big one here is I have a 401k.
Sure.
I have X in it.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't understand, how do I utilize it?
Right.
What do I need to do to turn this into retirement dollars,
mm-hmm.
if you will, retirement income dollars, I should say. And that's one of the big hurdles or tricks that we see that people have to try to figure out.
Yeah. So, you know, folks, that's the process that we like to go through with you. And I promise you, you know, in our opinion, this is an enjoyable process. It's not laborious. It doesn't hurt, you know, to do this and sit down and, you know, go through it. To your point at the beginning of the conversation, Mike, when people say, how much do I need? You know, people will come in the door and they'll say, okay, I've got $800,000 in my 401k. Is that enough for me to retire? You know, that's like, you know, coming in and saying, hey, Mike, I got 15,000 nails, you know, 150 2x4s. Is that enough for me to build a doghouse?
Yeah, or let's keep it into money, Doug. It's like me saying, oh, I have, you know, $200 cash in my pocket. Can I go out tonight, or, you know, can I go out all day Saturday? Well, what are you doing? I mean, are you going to Home Depot and you're going to spend $300? Then no, you can't. You know what I'm saying? Are you just going for some ice cream? Yeah, sure you could. You got plenty of money. So it's, you know, it's an open question, right?
Right. It all depends, right? Yeah. But yet a lot of the advertising that the major financial companies have and, you know, and all that leads you to believe that it's the number that's important, and we don't think that. It's the lifestyle that's important. And then one of the other things that we'll walk you through when we do this is a lot of people don't know what they're going to do when they retire, right? That's when we'll walk three people through our Retire on Purpose, you know, program and help you, you know, get an idea of what you want to do when you retire, because we think the whole strategy of how you're going to live your life in retirement is of critical importance.
Yeah, you know, Doug, the line, I want to retire,
mm-hmm.
is basically code for, I don't want to work
anymore. I don't want to go to this job anymore. Right.
Okay, but, okay, that's fine. Now what? It's what type of lifestyle are you going to have? What are you going to be doing? You know, and that's part of the process of, you know, retire with a purpose, not mm-hmm. just saying, well, I'm not driving to work tomorrow anymore.
Right.
What are you going to be doing? What's going to, from a social standpoint, what's going to keep you going, keep your mind going, keep you happy, if you will, not keeping you stale?
Mm-hmm.
And then the financial wrap around it, right? Doug, another thing, too, is let's be clear about this. People think, you know, just look at it this way, folks. It's not a set dollar amount that says, okay, you now have $400,000. You now have $800,000. Ding, 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 ding. You can retire.
Right.
It's your lifestyle, right? So we know people that have a lot of money, that make a lot of money, and they can't afford to retire mm-hmm. because their lifestyle is so through the roof. It can't handle anything less than what's going on right now. And then there's people that have a lesser lifestyle that have significant money, and it's an easy hurdle for them.
Yeah.
They're ready to retire. You know, they'll say, hey, I have all this money. This is what I do. This is my lifestyle. It's not extravagant. You know, my next car is not going to be a Rolls Royce. And my life's going to keep moving forward like it always has for the last 50 years.
You know what's funny, Mike, is that we have no scientific data behind this. Just my gut, you know, from years of since 1991 of helping people do this, is that many people spend a lot less money in retirement than they do while they're working.
Okay, yeah.
Working's expensive.
Yeah.
Right? And when we talk about working's expensive, well, you have to commute back and forth to work every day. Most people buy their lunch on a daily basis, right? And then how many times when you're working do you come home from work and it's like, who feels like cooking, right? So you go out and you'll go out to eat a lot more often, and you know, while you're working, and if you have to have clothing dry cleaned for work, you know, it's expensive to work, and a lot of people actually end up spending less money in retirement than while they're working.
Yeah, and then the other big mistake too that people think too, Doug, is that when they're working, and let's just say I'm making $120,000 a year gross,
right?
Their net's not $120,000 a year.
Right.
By the time you take out the 401k withholding, some mm-hmm. people are doing, I'm doing the max.
Yep.
Then you take out, you know, insurance contributions and taxes and everything else. You're not living off $120,000.
Right. That's why one of my favorite questions to people is, how much money hits the checking account each month from work? What's deposited in it? You need to tell me what goes into that checking account every 2 weeks, every week, every once a month, however often,
yep.
right? Because that's what you're living off of.
Sure.
And, you know, is that enough?
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, when we get to that and then we start to figure it out, we say, okay, you know, let's do it. So, you know, folks, Mike and I want to invite you to come in and sit down with us and go through this process with us. It really is. I think it's an enjoyable process. We get enjoyment out of it because at the end of the day, we get a big, you know, charge in our lives. We feel good about ourselves when we design strategies for people to retire, right?
Yeah.
So pick the phone up and give a call if you'd like to come in. The number is 855-262-3722. That number, is 855-262-3722. It's a complimentary consultation. There's no cost. There's no obligation. Come on in and sit down with us. And, you know, let's do a little reverse engineer. Oh, and by the way, let me also say one other thing. The reverse engineering doesn't just have to apply to retirement income. Mm. It's any objective,
yeah.
right? I hate to say this, but we can reverse engineer your estate plan,
yeah.
right? Actually, when you think about it, aren't all estate plans reverse engineered?
Yeah, in a way.
Right? Okay, if we're going to plan your estate for you now and do your will and that, you know, get your will and all that stuff done, you know, have an attorney do that for you, don't we really have to start with where you stop?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no.
That's how it works. So pick the phone up and give us a call. We're going to hop to a break here. When we come back, folks, we're going to let you know what we've been talking to a lot of other people about recently so that you have an idea of, you know, different areas and different topics that we help people with. We will be right back, folks.
This program is brought to you by Wealth Management Group, LLC. By sponsoring this program, Wealth Management Group is continuing its commitment to educating the public on financial and money matters. Since the mid-1990s, Wealth Management Group has provided guidance to people from all walks of life related to money decisions. During this time frame, their commitment to not only designing financial and money strategies for people, but teaching along the way has been unwavered. When asked about the motivation behind Wealth Management Group, senior partner Doug Chapman says,
"People need someone they can rely on, not only to provide objective recommendations, but to explain the recommendations to them in easy-to-understand ways so that our clients feel comfortable and confident. I don't like it when I feel like someone doesn't care enough to explain something that I don't understand to me. So we want to make sure that we don't do that to our clients with something as important as their money."
Wealth Management Group has modern technology, and when they combine that with old-fashioned client service, clients win. Co-partner Mike Bonacorso says,
"People love when they call our office and the phone is actually answered by a person who many times recognizes a client's voice rather than asking who's calling. We make sure we treat clients by names and not by account or social security numbers. We've done this from the start and this will never change."
If you are looking for a company to work with who cares about their clients, look no further. Wealth Management Group can be the place for you. Wealth Management Group has experience to help in most money matters. Don't you think it is time for you to schedule a meeting with Wealth Management Group? Call now to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Time doesn't wait for anyone, and your money is important. Call now, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad you're investing some of your time here with us. And, you know, Mike, we've been talking to a lot of people over the last, you know, several weeks, and, you know, lots of different topics and a lot of different things to go over with people. And, you know, it's I think that people are starting to wake up a little bit and paying attention to what's going on based on questions that and conversations that we're having. So why don't you kick it off and, you know, talk about something that we've been working with people on.
Yeah, you know, Doug, one of the things that we've been working with people on, I was talking to a client this week, and we were talking about a potential move. Okay.
Move, like move her home?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Some things changed in life and stuff like that. And we were going through it, and she was a very well thought out person, okay, in that understanding before I move, what does the future bring? And she was saying about where the different children are located, friends, family, current location. And it was really just a well thought out conversation that mm-hmm. we had. You know what I'm saying? And that's something that, you know, that has nothing to do with the stock market. That has nothing to do with taxes. That is, you know, again, it's being able to sit down and we had did a review. We had a long conversation. A lot of the talk was about that. What could be happening? We talked about the power of attorney and she indicated to me, well, right now it's my daughter, but if I move to here, it's going to have to become my son. You know what I'm saying? We had a talk about driving to and from where her son would be located, and that she said to me, yeah, I can do it now, but what about 5 years from now to drive, you know, an hour distance? That may be a little bit of a challenge for me to go see my grandchildren and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the reason why I bring it up is it's just, she thanked me. It was a well thought out conversation. We covered a lot of stuff. We talked about the power of attorney. We talked about the power of attorney being up to date. We talked about me having the power of attorney for all the accounts. You know, these are some of the things that went on in just a conversation of, I think I'm making a change because some things happened in my life.
Right. Yeah. Now, listen, and it's nice when it's well thought out.
Yeah.
Right. Because I'm going to give you an example of, you know, the other side of the equation. We had I had a couple come in and we were talking about it. They were talking about moving. And so I said to them, you know, well, why do you want to move? You know, what's motivating your guys move? And, well, they said, number one, the weather, right? They don't want to deal with the cold weather in New Jersey in the wintertime anymore. Okay. And what they said was, you know, we really don't have any family around here. It's just us. And we've got, you know, we each have one or two friends. And that's, you know, that's pretty much it. So, you know, there's nothing really holding us here, but we have family down in Florida. So, you know, we're thinking about moving, you know, down to Florida. I said, oh, okay, I get it. That makes a lot of sense. But then they said to me, or we're also considering moving to North Carolina. And I said to them, well, okay, but that doesn't make sense. And they said, well, why doesn't it make sense, you know? And I said, well, because you just told me that one of the reasons you want to get out of here is weather, but one of the other drivers is no family around.
Mm.
You don't have any family in North Carolina either, right? You know, so is that really going to fulfill your objectives? I mean, you're going to have to go to, you said you got a handful of friends here. You're going to go there. You're going to have no friends. So you're going to have to make new friends, which, okay, not the end of the world, but not going to have any family around. And it was funny because in this circumstance, the wife looked at the husband and said, you see what I was telling you? And I said, hold on a second. It's not Doug's job to tell you how to live your life, right?
Yeah.
Let's just have a conversation about it. And then the husband said, you know what? You're right. You know, it's like, why go through the process? And I think that if we move to North Carolina, that we're going to end up moving again a short period of time after it.
And we have seen people do that.
Yes.
You know, and that's, you know, moving again. We've been through that. Hey, Doug, I'm going to move on to another area, and this has just been red hot, is speaking to clients about long-term care. Mm-hmm. But the reason why I bring it up again is that, you know what I'm starting to see? The 50-something-year-old is focused on it.
Well, yeah.
Because I don't want to say for the first time, but so many of 50-somethings, their parents are how old? 80-something.
Right.
And they're seeing the issues and things that have come on.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had conversations with numerous 50-something-year-old couples where they have said, my wife's mother, my husband's father.
Right.
Those type of things. So the awareness of it is, I want to say, generationally changing. You know what I'm saying? And in the past, it wasn't, it just didn't feel that way. It wasn't a connection there. But I think with this whole everybody living a lot longer, as we've said 1,000 times on the air, and so many of the 50-something-year-olds, parents are in the 80s, 84, 85, 88, 89 age, and coming across some issues, boys, there's really a lot of awareness now down in the bracket that we never used to see before.
Yeah.
An age bracket.
No doubt. And you know what else is that? The reality of it is, Mike, is long-term care costs are going up, right? They are. I've got a client whose mother's in a long-term care facility. Now, it's more of a assisted living, I guess, lack of a better. She doesn't have any major, she's a little cognitive slow, but, like, she doesn't need help going to the bathroom or help, you know, any of that kind of stuff. And, you know, they're paying in north of $9,000 a month.
Wow.
You know, just went up.
Wow.
Just went up. It's a nice facility.
Yeah.
But still, you know, it's north of $9,000 a month. And in this circumstance, she's older and they don't have long-term care. Fortunately, they have assets. But so it's coming out of pocket. But, you know, I was talking to the children and I'm like, you know, we really need to start to look at this for you guys, because it's a lot more cost effective if you buy it when you're younger.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
More cost effective.
Yeah.
You know, and then you can, you know, if with the proper coverage, maybe it's got a compounding benefit feature on it, so that as you get older, that benefit amount gets, you know, higher and higher and higher. Now, one of the other things is that, you know, the market is filled with different types of insurance products to help you with long-term care costs. Yeah. It's not just, you know, one type anymore. There's a whole bunch of different kinds out there for you to really look at and say, all right, you know, let's consider the different options. But you're right. We've been red hot in that area lately, and we've been, you know, having a lot of conversations about it.
And I just want to say to the folks listening out there, Doug, that, you know, so many times people will ask or inquire about long-term care when they see it happened in the family.
Right.
And I just want to say, if you're out there and you're in that, you know, 50-something-year-old range and you're thinking about it and you're seeing it, in the past, so many couples would say, oh, we're still way young. We're still too young for that. Inquire about it. Give us a call. What do you got? Give me some what-ifs, if you will. You know what I'm saying? Like what's out there for our age bracket, our amount of assets, what we're thinking. Because I think it really sets up nice with the new products that are out there for the future.
Well, you know, Mike, and you know this about me, and many of the long-term listeners probably will understand this too, is I'm always an advocate of find out.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't just say, like, I hate when a blanket decision is going to be made. We're not going to address that now. All right, well, why not? Well, because it's going to be too expensive. Like, how do you know?
Yeah.
Don't make assumptions like that. Find out. You can say no, right? Just because you're saying, hey, look into this and let me see what it is, doesn't mean you have to say yes, but at least you're making an educated no. The biggest problem I think people make in life when it comes to a lot of things, especially related to your finances, is making an uneducated no decision.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Sure, sure. Absolutely.
Right? Some people just say no.
Yeah.
Like right now, there's people out there, we could say, come in for an appointment with us. And there's a whole host of people out there that are saying no.
Yeah.
I say, why not?
Yeah.
Right. You're making an uneducated no decision.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Make educated no decisions.
Yeah. Hey, Doug, you know, it's one too. I want to share with everybody, and really goes back to our last segment that we talked about. Had a chance to sit down with a couple that wants to talk retirement. Where am I at? How's this all shaping up? Sure enough, lo and behold, we go through the whole meeting, and they look at each other, and they say, I can go now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right? I'm not ready to go. I'm going to give it a couple more years, but I can go now.
Right.
And, you know, off they left with that big grin on their face,
yep.
All happy. And to me, through the years, Doug, one of the most rewarding things that we do when we sit down with new potential clients or new clients, if you will, because they become clients, is that all's clear for retirement. You don't have to be growling as you're driving to work anymore.
Listen.
Right? Can you think of many other best scenarios?
Well, one other. It's the existing client. Like, how many times have we been fortunate enough to get people ahead of their projection?
Yeah.
Right? Because we're pretty conservative with our approach, right? We'd rather plan for the rain, you know, and hope for the sunshine than plan on the sunshine and get caught in the rain.
Right?
So we'd rather do that. So, but to your point, when you're told you can, and now you're in the driver's seat, right?
And the sweet part of it is when they came in, they didn't think they had a chance to hear that.
Well, that's because they never reverse engineered their retirement before.
Right, right. You know, you get caught up in the grind. You know, it's that hard work, that every day. And you know, you never really take a step back and say, reverse engineer, you know, where am I at with this?
Hey, the boss gets looked at a little differently the next day when you go into the office too now, doesn't he? Or she, right?
That's why that grin on the face when they leave.
Right, right. Yep. Good morning, everybody, and the next day. Don't mess with me today.
We've had people come in through the years, Doug, that pending thinking there's going to be mass layoffs.
Right.
I need you to look at this for me. I need you to tell me, can I go? What's happening? And then once hearing the reassurances of they're okay, it's not that big of a strain anymore hanging over. It's not, that cloud's not as big anymore over your head.
Right. And then, you know, what that really allows us the opportunity then is to really start to get to work and do some, you know, some good stuff for people in many circumstances to say, all right, you're ready to go now. You could do it. But man, if you give us, you know, a couple more years here, you're really going to be able to like enjoy your, you're going to have plenty of money coming through the door, you know, at retirement time. And that's, you know, that's fun to do. And listen, I get it. A lot of people listening to the show are already having this conversation with their advisor. Their advisor sits down with them. They really get to know them. They understand their life and what's important to them. And, you know, I get it. But there's some of you out there who might not be having that conversation. And if you're not having that conversation, come on and have the conversation with us. We'd love to do it with you and have, you know, have the conversation. You know, Mike, since we're talking a little bit about insurance here in this segment, is one of the things that I recently did with one of our clients is I said, hey, look, you've been making this, you know, premium payment on this permanent life insurance policy for a long time now. You may not have to make premium payments anymore. So we went and we got an in-force illustration from the insurance company. And sure enough, no more cash premiums are required. And so what did we just do? In their circumstance, we just reduced their monthly expenses by, I think it was like $212. Don't hold me to it. It was like $212. Yeah. But we just reduced their monthly expenses by $212 every month.
Yeah.
Right?
No, it's...
You don't need to make the print to payment. Here it is from the, you know, here's the illustration from the insurance company. Boom. Sign off on it. Let's send it back and we're ready to go.
Doug, you know, I love doing to folks is when they say, I got this. It's only, you know, make believe it's an old pension. So I get $153 a month. I say, that certainly pays the water bill, or pays the garbage bill, or that, you know, and then, I guess you're right. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people just kind of, so you're talking about saving $200. $200 takes care of things.
It's dollars,
right?
Yeah,
it's real.
You know where, you know, when people do that and we see it happen all the time where people minimize like a small amount of money coming through. They also do that, Mike, and you know this, I'm telling you, you guys also have a habit of doing this with small investment accounts.
Yeah.
All right. You know, you may have an investment account that has, I don't know, I'll make up a number, $30,000 in it. Yeah. But you don't really care too much about that investment account because you've got $900,000 in your 401k, and maybe you've got another account that's got $75,000 in it. So that one is, you know, gets neglected. Don't do that. Don't neglect them. They're, you add them all together, that's your assets. Make sure your assets are working hard for you. And then how many people have we seen where they've got multiple small accounts? 8,000 here, 11,000 there, 12,000 there, you know, so on and so forth. And we're like, man, you got a bunch of molehills walking, you know, here that aren't working together.
Right.
Let's work, let get these things to work together.
Yeah. So, you know, Doug, again, I think these are a lot of the conversations we've been having lately and pretty much pretty consistent. You know what I'm saying? These are common things. So, folks, if you're out there listening and saying that applies to me, you're just like the guy next door. You know what I'm saying? These things are happening to everybody in their life. These are some of the issues, some of the concerns and conversations we're having.
Yeah. You know, so we're going to hop to break. Anything you want to add in here?
I'm good.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back, folks.
If you have a retirement plan with your former employer, you may be wondering what to do with your money. For many people, this is confusing and sometimes gets to the point where you don't even explore what's available to you. Well, we've got some good news for you. The two guys you are listening to right now, Doug and Mike, have been helping people to understand what their options are for decades. They offer a complimentary consultation with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show. That includes you. These two guys are regular people who just happen to understand the uses of money and how to analyze financial information. They explain things in simple and easy to understand ways to help you to understand any recommendations. Wealth Management Group has offices and meeting faculties throughout the area and even make good old-fashioned house calls. So pick up the phone and call 888-855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722 to see what they have to say about that old retirement plan you have sitting around and the options that you have for those funds. That's 855-262-3722. Call now.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show. I'm glad that you're investing some of your time here with us today. And, you know, Mike, what we haven't done in a long time is we haven't really spent any time on the show just letting people know what's it like to do business with Wealth Management Group. What is our process that we have here? How does it what goes down when you say, OK, hey, I want to, you know, come in and meet with you guys and then become a client?
Yeah, and you know, Doug, I'll kick it off. I mean, you know, I just want to start out by saying I think the first step is the hardest step is you picking up the phone and giving us a call, right?
Right.
I mean,
yep.
So once you can get over that hurdle, give us a call. We schedule time for you to come in at one of our, you know, locations that's, you know, very convenient for you, and we sit down and we have a meeting for an hour, max.
Usually, yeah, max.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Somewhere around that range, 45 minutes, 40 minutes, hour, whatever. And we get to know each other and get to find out what's going on, what brings you in, what's going on in your life. And that's the type of discussion that takes place on for that meeting.
We talk about you.
Yeah.
Right? We want to know about you. Yes, at some point we're going to talk about your assets and that kind of stuff. But what we really want is when we start the meeting is that we want to know about you. Yeah. Tell us about you. Tell us about your family. Tell us about your life. Tell us about your job. You know, tell us about, you know, who's important to you. You know, all those kinds of things that go on. So then we find out what you're looking to do. And one of the things that we are big proponents of, folks, just so you know, is doing one thing at a time. All right. So what we'll do is after we have that conversation with you, we'll find out what your main priority is. What's your biggest priority? And most of you have a few priorities, but what's your biggest one? What's your main one? And let's deal with that first.
Yeah. What's most pressing in your financial world of what's going on? And like you said, Doug, we will tackle that first.
So then what happens after that meeting is that whoever you met with, Mike or myself, we'll come back to the office, we'll sit down with each other, and we'll say, okay, you know, I met this person, whatever, and here's their situation, here's their circumstance, this is what they want to accomplish, and then we get to work behind the scenes. We sit down together and we craft together a strategy for you, a couple of strategies for you to consider, and then we'll go out and we'll also look at possible financial instrument solutions for you.
Yeah. And, you know, from there, we will craft a plan, right?
Right.
And
an easy to understand plan.
Right. And that's where our second meeting comes up with you, right? So we schedule a meeting to come back in again, and we sit down and we go through an easy to understand plan of, you know, the best ways and the easiest way, if you will, to tackle what's most pressing to you.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, once you say that and you say, okay, I like this idea, let's go ahead. We do the heavy lifting, yeah. Right? We do the implementation part of it for you. We'll take care of getting the documents together, anything that needs to be signed, any applications, any forms, so on and so forth. We'll get them all together for you. And, you know, we'll take that. We've got, support staff that helps us and takes care of all that stuff for you.
Sure. And, you know, Doug, that's an important thing, too, because how many times people have kind of said, yeah, hey, I like this. I like the idea. I want to do this, but I don't have to go do all this, do I? Right.
Or I don't know how to do this.
Right, right. So, no. So you know, we hold your hand. We walk you through the process. We take care of everything, and we make it as simple as possible. So that's not a stumbling block.
Right. And then once we get that, you know, you say, okay, and we get all that stuff done. Now we're cooking, right? Now we're working together. Now we're up and running. And now we've got, you know, we tell all of our clients, call us for anything you need. And, Mike, what's the most common statement we get from people when they call in?
I don't want to bother you.
Sorry to bother you, yep. Right? And we tell everybody, you are not bothering me. This is what I'm here for, right? If you don't need to pick up that phone and call me for anything, you don't need me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, no, it's true.
And then, but one thing that we want to let you know is that, you know, while, you know, internally we review your circumstances and all that stuff, we're not going to constantly be calling you and saying, we got to change this. We got to do that. We got to do this. And that's not how it works. We believe that we set up strategies at the beginning that have a good chance of staying intact for a long period of time.
Yeah.
I think that's important for people to know, because I think a lot of people have relationships with financial people who are regularly getting telephone calls. I think we should do this. I think we should do that. I think we should move this. I think we should buy it. That's not us, right? That's not what you're getting with us.
No, you know, Doug, you know, we believe in building a solid plan, putting a, you know, a good structure, if you will, in place that meets your goals and objectives, and not trying to time markets or taking crazy, you know, risks, yep, or stuff like that.
So at the end of the day, folks, we're two regular guys who happen to understand the uses of money and how to analyze financial information, explain things in a simple to easy understand terminology, and hopefully help you accomplish your objectives. That's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. We're glad that you listened. Remember, we're always available for you. Don't hesitate to pick the phone up and give a call. Until next week, do us a favor. Be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different. But one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on Your Financial Future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cetera Investment Advisors, LLC. LLC, a registered investment advisor. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1199 Raritan Road, Clark, New Jersey, 07066. For a comprehensive review of your personal tax or legal situation, always consult with a tax or legal advisor. Neither Cetera Advisor Networks LLC nor any of its representatives may give legal or tax advice. The views depicted in this material are for information purposes only and are not necessarily those of Cetera. They should not be considered specific advice or recommendations for any individual. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.